The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado now for 20 years. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and some only here long enough for a cup of coffee. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired, the guys who are here only long enough for a cup of coffee. We're going to go through the list one by one and tell you everything we know about them.
Dennis Bonnvie.
Dennis Bonnvie is a right winger who shoots right-handed. He started his career in 1991 and played all the way up until 2007-2008. Bonnvie was your prototypical traveling tough man who spent a lot of time with a lot of teams in a lot of leagues. He was in the OHL, the AHL, and the NHL. And some of those NHL teams that he played for were the Edmonton Oilers, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Boston Bruins, the Ottawa Senators, and one year in 2003-04, he spent one day with the Colorado Avalanche. This is the most interesting note that I could find on Dennis Bonnvie. The AHL had abandoned the All-Star game for 25 years, and they brought it back in 1996. And guess who scored the first ever goal after 25 years of no All-Star game? That's right, Mr. Bonnvie. How cool is that? That's a story you tell your kids for sure. So we decided to look around and find out what other people know about Bonnvie, and here's what they had to say.
AJ Haefeli.
So Dennis Bonnvie, became the AHL's and professional hockey's actually all-time leader in penalty minutes by a significant amount. The Avalanche called him up to play in one game, and it was a one specific game that they called him up to play in a game at Detroit, because those two teams were so friendly back then that they decided to call up the most prolific fighter in professional hockey history, a guy that was only 5'11", 200 pounds, and once had a 500 penalty minute season. They called him up, and he played on a fourth line in the one game with the Avalanche, and he played with Jim Cummins and, oddly enough, Teemu Selanne that game. And nothing came of it. There were no fisticuffs. There was no anything. He just came up and did his thing, and then they sent him back down. And I don't remember this part, but apparently he was traded. The Avalanche traded for him in January of 2004 for Charlie Stevens, who nobody's gonna really remember. He was a nobody in terms of pro hockey, and that was the whole point of Dennis Bonnvie's Avalanche career, was to play that one game and protect Teemu.
They come in all shapes and sizes, and every player has a role. His role lasted one game with the Colorado Avalanche, and it's a pretty good story that goes with it. That is Dennis Bonnvie. This is the first of a long list of players that we're going to be talking about. The basic ground rules are you have to have played at least one game for the Colorado Avalanche in the 20 years that they've been here, and you're on the list. We're going to talk about each and every one of them, working our way all the way from one game players to players who played over 1,000 games. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe by clicking on the iTunes link at coloradohockey.com. The show is brought to you by AvsFam, AVSFAM.com. Hockey shirts inspired by the Colorado Avalanche, but unlike anything you're going to find anywhere else. AVSFAM.com. Stay awesome.